USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The body of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was returned to his home in Tokyo on Saturday. Abe was in Western Japan Friday on the stump for a fellow member of his party when he was fatally shot by a man who assumed that Abe was a part of an organization he resented. Mourners in Tokyo lowered their heads as the hearse carrying Abe's body drove by. There will be a new leader in Sri Lanka as that country's prime minister steps down. The resignation comes as thousands of protesters stormed the president's residence and office, expressing displeasure about a worsening economic crisis. No word if the president was inside of the home. The country is relying on aid from India and other countries as leaders try to negotiate a bailout with the International Monetary Fund. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A new law in Arizona will restrict how police are recorded come September. The state's Republican Governor Doug Ducey signed the measure this week. Its sponsor, Republican State Representative John Kavanaugh, is former law enforcement. He defended the proposal earlier this year on News Nation.
You're focused on the person you're arresting. If somebody suddenly starts to walk up to you, especially from behind, you don't know if it's an ordinary citizen filming you or an accomplice or friend of the person you're arresting is going to assault you.
Violators will be charged with a misdemeanor. The measure was opposed by civil rights and media groups. It goes into effect in September. Elon Musk wants to untweet the deal he made with Twitter for $44 billion 3 months ago. An SEC filing includes a letter from one of his lawyers writing that the social media company has not responded to Musk's request for information concerning fake or spam accounts. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A couple of notable actors have passed away recently. Ellie Andrews is in Los Angeles. She begins with one who played an impeccably groomed mobster.
Tony Sirico, known for his role as mobster Peter Pauly Walnuts on The Sopranos, has passed away at the age of 79. His manager has confirmed he passed away Friday. There was no immediate cause of death. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Larry Storch, who's best known for his role as Corporal Agarn on the 60s Western spoof F Troop, died in his New York apartment on Friday. The 99-year-old had a long career in theater, movies, and television, but is best known for the sitcom, which became a cult classic. Newly released police records show that law enforcement made frequent visits to the suspect in the 4th of July shooting in Highland Park, Illinois. Records show that between 2009 and 2014, there were domestic disputes between Robert Cremo III and his parents, which included verbal and physical abuse. The reports also detail moments of intoxication and multiple escalating arguments. There has been additional scrutiny after it was learned that Cremo's father signed the form that allowed his son to own a gun. Six upcoming shows for Carlos Santana's tour have been postponed. His manager says the 74-year-old guitar legend is feeling better after collapsing during a performance in Detroit recently. He just needs more time to recover. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.